Hollywood ruined League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah, no, they didn't. That movie was fucking awesome.
No, that movie's fucking horrible. No, it was awesome when I was younger.
The reason it would be awesome is
read the book,
fucking
it's
Sean Connery.
The movie is so good.
It's
I thought you didn't care about comic books.
When I was a kid,
read a book.
I worded that wrong. But, because usually when I get into an argument, I just say shit. But it's like,
because your arguments are wrong.
It's because you make people, I get real angry, and so then I can't concentrate on exactly what I want to say. So the movie, when I was a kid, I enjoy it, and I feel like you probably can enjoy it, but I read the books now, and I'm like, it's not anywhere close to the same. And also, the character that's,
I thought you really liked when movies didn't have to.
But that's a one shot. There are one shots. That's the difference.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen has multiple volumes. It's a continuous.
Yeah, but the story it's based off of is one graphic novel. I have it. That's the story they're telling. But it's not the same. They ruined the Dracula's wife. The guy who.
I thought she was Van Helsing's wife.
She's Dracula.
Something great.
She's like
Dorian.
Dorian. He was so good in that movie.
Yeah, he did. I'm not saying it's bad. The actors do it, but who these characters really are. I know. And
What part of the story did you not like in the movie? What made the movie bad? Because I'm defending the fuck. I love this movie.
Yeah,
The characters are much better in the comic book. That's a big
thing.
They
round them up in a great way in the beginning.
But they're not the same. They're not the same as in the comic books, and I like the characters better in the comic books.
Yeah, but hell, they're not the same. Nemo's Nemo, Dorian's Dorian.
Yeah, you have to read it. It's way cooler in the comic books.
I don't read.
Whatever.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery's character,
Sean
though.
Connery. It's a Sean Connery movie. How do you not like it?
No, Sean Connery's character,
Sean
his little
Connery.
Buddy. I know it's not in the comic book. What's his face? That's Sean Connery's buddy in the movie. He's
it,
not. He's not.
There's a buddy in the movie.
He's like the guy who's the other dude that's. I forgot who it is.
Oh, the other Gummy? That's not really his buddy. That's just some snot-nosed kid.
I know. But he's not in the comic book. I know, visually, Nemo ships away.
But visually, in the fucking movie for that time period, it's amazing.
So
the ship looked good. The transformation of...
To Hyde looked fucking great.
And they used practical Hyde and
yeah.
not just CG Hyde like they're doing for the Hulk. It's awesome.
It was great.
I'm saying, it's a good movie outside of the comic book. But that movie is the start of why... Alan Scott will...
Alan Moore.
Alan Moore would no longer put his name on any movie based on anything he does. It's
yeah.
because of that movie.
He's a very
and also
angry
because
man.
He's an angry, insane hobo Jesus.
He is a pretentious prick. But at
he's
the same time,
prick,
he is completely
snakes.
Justified because they made From Hell and then they made League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, which are just rape his work, his actual original works.
Yeah.
I understand why he's so mad at Hollywood for it. And so, because they didn't do his comic book justice.
Alan Moore is the guy that goes to the Hollywood sign to scream at it. Right? He's that fucking crazy.
But those stories are
exactly what he does.
And they're similar stories. They're not 70 years of stories to base off of. They're a single story. So you need perfect adaptations. But,
I don't.
Yeah, because Watchmen was a perfect adaptation. If it wasn't, it would be a bad movie. It was word for word. And the scenes that are in the movie that are from the book are scene. It's scene for scene. They just take
shot
out little things that just do not work in a movie.
The fucking ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it would have been a vagina monster, I would have
no,
not
they
liked
changed
it at
the
all.
Ending. They changed the ending because it's more practical.
And it's better.
It makes way
and
more sense.
And it's so much better.
So much
better. Oh my god, it's so much better.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
The Extreme League of Extraordinary Gentlemen movie is so much better. Oh my god.
Oh,
it's so great.
Whatever.
It's Sean Connery.
Oh, fuck off. Cause
I will fuck
seen.
On. This is such a...
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's not as good as the book.
We can all agree that
it's
porn is an amazing industry.
Whatever. No.
Porn is an amazing industry.
No, but it's nowhere close.
But opinions, right?
But opinions.
It's the comic industry in porn. It's
like,
the same thing.
That's pretty much what it comes down to. Is you can say, oh, I don't like the Avengers, and don't say, the Avengers sucks because XYZ, and then your XYZ is the reason why you like the X-Men.
It's not the same.
But it...
Avengers and X-Men.
But then...
The
find out what you actually don't like about it and enunciate that. Not say that the Avengers are solo characters that they threw together.
And individually, none of those characters are good.
Yeah. Show me a fucking movie about Toad that wouldn't be fucking retarded. Okay?
Do you remember the guy
but
in
he's
Superpower?
Not, but he's not a character.
Show
not
me a movie about Cyclops then. Show me a movie about Storm.
Cyclops is good.
No.
Storm movie would be the shit.
Storm movie would be shitty.
No,
a Cyclops movie
would be
shitty.
It would be amazing.
The only...
It would be amazing.
No.
In the new X-Men, wasn't there a guy whose sole power was he looked at people and they threw up?
Yes.
No.
I want that
movie.
That's not his power. His powers come from his tattoos. Matthews, which is a completely different mutant, who puts his powers onto other people.
But in the movie, they fuck that there's like...
No, that's what he does.
Everyone's fighting for their life, and he's just like, I'll help.
And he makes him throw up. But that's his name is Ink, and that's not actually him. It's like another guy who puts tattoos on people and puts powers through the tattoos.
But whatever, because that was the clip they decided to do on talk shows before the movie came out. Like, oh, here's a scene from... Uh-huh. They always show the breakout scene where Jennifer Lawrence walking away all hot and, like, she transforms. But when they show that scene, I fucking die every time because everyone is, like, punching and fighting and trying to scrap to get out.
Like,
and then that one guy is like...
But at the same time, like, you're kind of useless in a fight if you're uncontrollably throwing up. But, like,
that's such a lame power, though.
But not every mutant has the greatest powers. But, yeah, his actually tattoo...
What was that? They couldn't stand on their own?
Not
awesome.
Every character can.
So, with the Avengers, being a team made of people that can't stand on their own makes the Avengers
The problem
work.
Is, individually, none of them are great. So
yeah.
Why should I care about them as a team?
Yeah,
not
but you
great?
Care about Shitty. Why do you?
I don't care about Ink. He's a secondary. He's a D mutant. Like he's a D team.
Sell me on why Scott Summers is not fucking retarded.
He's not.
Cyclops is bad.
Cyclops is so bad, and he is the leader of the X-Men. Their best one is fucking stupid.
He can't even control himself.
He's literally retarded.
My glasses.
I hate Cyclops with a passion.
Now, in the movie, in the original movie, Cyclops is bad. Like, I hate that actor. I kind of got mad that they brought him back for Days of Future Past.
Everything I've ever even read of him, Cyclops is so whiny and is such a horrible leader and needs to be deposed all the fucking time.
I don't remember him ever being whiny in the TV show.
Oh, TV show
was
a little bit.
So
bad.
He was so fucking emo.
I watched a lot of the TV show growing up.
I did too. I don't remember him being whiny.
Yeah, Cyclops
is
not good.
There's so much.
None of the only X-Men that stands on his own is the X-Men that everyone is tired of standing on his own, and that's Wolverine.
No, but he's one of my least favorite ones.
In the theme
because Gambit is so much better than he is.
And stands on his own the worst.
No, Gambit is amazing.
He throws cards on fire.
No.
Dude, I love Gambit.
No.
I love Gambit too, as an X-Men.
Gambit doesn't throw
I would not
cards
watch a Gambit
on fire.
Movie.
Gambit controls kinetic energy. That is what he does.
And I control potential.
But he...
I can climb a ladder like a motherfucker.
The reason why he uses cards is because he's a thief and a gambler. That's why he always has cards on him.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's why. But he controls kinetic energy.
Yeah, what's his personal story since you like personal stories?
No. Channing Tatum is going to kill it as Gambit.
Channing Tatum is
going to kill it.
Gambit ever.
He's going to kill it as Gambit. But that doesn't mean the Gambit's
John Carter was a good ass Bandit. Gambit. John Carter did a good fucking job.
No, he didn't.
There are single
they
issues.
They fucked up. Now, Gambit in
like,
Marvel,
I have Rogue number one.
Yeah.
No, I like him.
No, it's bad.
But,
Ashton,
to,
whatever his
like,
name is, I don't
Wolverine
know.
Has had it his own comic.
Of course.
So good.
Because Wolverine's
one
story.
One thing. We don't.
Oh, we've been doing this all the time?
Yep.
Yeah,
we've been
recording
this
all the time. Like, the theme of today's podcast is hate and opinions.
Yep.
So everybody, not the world's
I had no idea you were recording. I don't remember the same thing because I swear we've been talking over each other the whole time.
We have been.
Not really very bad, though. Not as bad as it just was.
Yep.
Yep.
Podcast full of comics, sweat, and porn.
Yep. So much porn.
Hating opinions.
But I'm just saying, your reasons are hypocritical. It is okay to have the opinion since you like X-Men more than Avengers. And I'm not saying that that is an improper opinion. But you can't say that team-up movies suck, but your favorite team-up, superhero movie is a team-up movie called X-Men Days of Future Past.
But no, I don't care. Like, Days of Future Past is not my favorite comic book movie. But it's,
You know what this sounds like? It's like...
But it's The Watchmen and
I love water, and I love oxygen. Well, water is better than oxygen.
No, I do... That's hard to make a top, like, 5 comic book movies, like, that I love. That's, like, a really hard thing to do.
Well, there hasn't been that many, honestly.
There has been a lot, actually.
But comic book movies? I don't think there's... Spawn was the greatest.
I don't really care about Spawn. But, as a character... But,
like, I don't care about Spawn as a character.
Like, I could make an easy top 20, like, I guess I could.
Have there been more than 20 comic
books? There's been a fuck ton of comic
books. There's also
book
a lot of comic book movies that you wouldn't realize are comic book movies.
Yeah, dude.
Like, V for Vendetta and all those things?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Road to Perdition with Tom Hanks is a comic book
What
movie.
Was the one with the douchebag from Titanic? He was, like, in a purple suit. Apparently it's a Martian Man or... Meteor Man was that BET film.
No, are you talking about... Eddie Murphy?
No, the bad guy from Titanic. Billy Zane. He was in a superhero movie back in the early 90s. He was like a purple dude.
I don't know.
Am I thinking Orgasmo?
Are you thinking of Bomb and Phantoms, yo?
Phantom. Bang.
Phantoms.
Yeah, yeah,
you were the Bomb and Phantoms,
yo.
Yeah,
thank you.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. But I'm pretty sure he was the Bomb and Phantoms.
I just know that. Yeah, I just know that. No, I think the Penny, there's a movie, it has American in the title, that's a comic movie too, I can't think of even what it's called, but I think it has Viggo Mortensen in it.
Yeah, we can all agree that Scott Pilgrim vs. the World is the best comic book movie though, right?
It's pretty
good. I like that movie, but I wouldn't put it in my top five.
No, it is. One of the best. It's pretty close.
If it's not the best.
Here's a fun fact. I've seen Scott Pilgrim 54 times. Starting from the night on his birthday up to the premiere, I've watched it 54 times. I have a counter. I love it. I've wasted that many hours of my life
on Scott Pilgrim.
Time is not wasted if you're having fun.
Yeah, but at, like, the 47th time, I'm like, you're just doing this to be impressive.
Man, I'm going to get so laid when I tell people this stat.
Like, I literally, once you get to that many times, like, I'm literally just watching this while I code just to have my numbers go up. Because I have it in the background on my TV, just so I can get that number up.
And so it's next time you're at the club, she's like, hey, I think I've seen you before. It's like, yeah, I'm the guy that watched Scott Pilgrim 55 times. She's like, oh, yeah, that was you. Okay, I'm gonna go back to my friends. I'll see you around.
One day that's gonna fucking work. Like, I only fuck guys that have seen certain films this many times.
And you're like, that today is my day. And she's like, it's Road to Perdition 65 times. Like, God
Scott
damn
Pilgrim
it.
Was last week.
I don't know. Like, yeah, I like Scott Pilgrim, but I wouldn't put it in like my top five. It's just because it doesn't. It's not something that I don't know if it doesn't appeal to me as much. Like,
does it not feel like a comic to you?
It feels exactly like a comic.
No. Not the movie. I mean, the actual, like, the graphic novel. It doesn't feel like a comic to you.
No, it feels 100%
like a story.
Well, it's because it's literally a series of six graphic novels.
Yeah.
Like, he wrote it as six graphic novels, not chapter to chapter like everybody else does.
It feels like more like, it's going to sound like
speaking
a,
of which,
offensive.
I really want his new fucking book.
O'Malley?
Yeah,
Brian, by the way, he was in Austin like a couple months
probably
ago.
Signing those books that I still don't have.
Oh, probably.
They're $25 right now, and I'm like, I could probably either wait for it to go on paperback, pick it up then, or get it on Amazon and save a couple of bucks. But every time I'm in Dragon's Lair, I'm like, I want it.
Okay,
I want it,
Sam,
so bad.
Back when we did a trade, this is 11 years old, but we did a trade. You let me borrow your Squee anthology.
Are you the one that has it? Because I thought Michelle has it.
You, and then I gave you my question, Sleep, Johnny anthology.
The only Johnny anthology I've ever had was Anthony's.
But I know for a fact.
And because Michelle has my Squee shirt and my Squee book.
Oh, did I borrow Squee from someone else?
You might have fucked me. You might have borrowed my Squee, and then I got it back, and Michelle fucked me, and then we never got to see it back. And she might have both of ours.
Wait, she might
have Johnny and Squee.
Wait, fuck.
I don't have my
like,
Johnny
literally
anymore.
Fucked over.
Okay. I don't have my Johnny. You don't have...
I think she might have both of them. Michelle, we're coming for you.
Because I went to Dragon's Lair because I wanted to buy the hardback of Question Sleep and the whole Johnny anthology, but it's like $47. And they don't have it at Dragon's Lair, but every time I ask for it, it's like, well, we can order it for you. Like, I don't want to make that kind of commitment. I hate when people do that. It's like, we can order it for you. Don't put me in that fucking contract bind. I'll get something when I want it. Like, don't tell me you're going to order something.
Yeah, like I almost never can... non-impulse buy things. Like, it has to be like, I get there and I'm like, okay, today I'm going to go pick up this. It's like, oh, will you regret this in 3 weeks when you have to come and buy this from us? I'm like, yes, I will. That's why I want to be able to regret it now, but at least I have
like,
a book.
If they had a copy of the hardback, I would have bought it on this. I bought the Death in the Family instead, the hard version. I was going to buy Question Sleep, but the fact that they said we'll order is like, no, I'm going to hate myself for buying this later.
Yeah.
So I lost money and now I don't have anything in my
house. But I went home with the Death in the Family and I was so happy for that, you know, a couple
death
hours.
Death in or death of?
The Joker.
Is death of.
Death of? Oh,
death,
I said death.
Death in is when Jason Todd gets the shit kicked
out
of
him. I just bought the hardcover Death of.
Yeah.
Joker and his crowbars.
No, I was going to say, I don't know.
That scene in fucking Under the Red Hood, which out of all the Warner premieres, like, I don't really like Under the Red Hood in total. Like, but that very beginning scene, like, oh, holy tits, that's man.
Sad. Remember the movie, whenever it's like Robin's origin story where his parents die in the fucking, like, circus? Mm-hmm. That got me.
Yeah.
Are you talking about, like,
bad nipples?
Bad nipples, Batman and Robin?
That movie doesn't exist. It doesn't exist.
Though, because that's actually where it happens in Batman Forever, not Batman and Robin. But Kevin Smith brought up something that makes me want to go back and watch it and pretend that this is a thing. Imagine that they didn't cast Robin as a 1900-year-old man and is instead a 12-year-old boy, and then all of the Batman and Robin interactions somehow become great instead of retarded. Like, him saving Batman there at the end, and he reaches out his arm, and he saves him and gives him the, like, big tongue-out smile and thumbs up. 12-year-old boy, oh my god, amazing, 12-year-old boy just saved Batman. 30-year-old man, that man has his tongue out, and he's 30 fucking years old.
By the way, I have a friend, because you know you can get your own photo on any credit card now. I'm going to get the Bat card and just go to places like...
Charlie. Never leave home with that.
Never leave home with that. Just go to every restaurant I can. I will get. I'll go fucking in debt just for that joke. Oh, never leave home without it.
Nah, I can't forgive those movies because they ruin so many great villains.
By making people care about them enough for us to then get the people now into Batman and Scott Snyder's Batman. Now.
What are you talking about? Like they ruined Mr. Freeze. Because Bane.
Because ruin implies you can never get it back, and
why don't you
not
get
like,
out?
Not like there hasn't been good of those stories yet. Like I do not believe in the oh that ruined my childhood. Really? Because you can still go back and watch the originals and still enjoy your childhood.
Ninja Turtles. A year from now, when the Power Ranger reboot comes out, I'm either gonna be super happy or really angry.
Mm-hmm. Then you can go home and watch your VHSs of the original Power Rangers because they still exist. Because
then I'm going to have to go to like fucking Walmart and Target every day to buy like the movie toys and just kind of get in the way. Like little, you know, the little kids are going to be like, oh, I love this series. Like, you don't fucking know this series. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Like,
fucking hipster.
Though, so say that happens and you don't like the movie that much, but kids start to love it. And then you can then say, no, kids, you're fucking stupid. Or you can be like, you know what I really fucking like? Boom, and show them the original, like my dad did with Doctor Who. Like, just because the new shit is different does not mean the old shit doesn't exist, and more than likely means that the kids will like the old shit too. Like, I had never heard of Zelda until Ocarina of Time came out, and then I fucking loved it, and my friend Joel was like, oh, you like that? Here, play A Link to the Past. And I was like, holy shit, this is fucking great. Just because Ocarina of Time was different than Link to the Past doesn't mean Link to the Past doesn't fucking exist.
It's a story about drugs, like...
Yes. I am high right now.
It's like, I was trying coke, my friend said, oh, there's meth! Have you heard about meth? Try this out! You're gonna love it! You like the old shit, you're gonna love the new shit!
I think I played Link to the Past first, but Link to the Past is, like, my second favorite. It's still, like, a great...
Disclaimer, I was in no way saying that Link to the Past was better than Ocarina of Time, because neither of them are better than Majora's Mask. And that's...
Majora's Mask is so good.
Yeah. Like, it's Majora's Mask and then a tie through for the rest.
Are you excited for fucking Hyrule Warriors? Do you see the Ganon screen footage?
It's like 3 weeks from now.
Oh, really?
It's September 16th or something.
I don't have a Wii U, so
I have one here, and you will be back in school.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I'll have the weekends, I guess.
Yeah, but we'll just come over all the time and just... You can make your own account and just be like, hey, look, you have me for an hour at the podcast. The rest of the time, I'm playing Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah,
so that's how
Sundays will be
going.
A little bit cut for me, but if I plan everything right, because this is going to be, like, my last big one, then I can pull it off. But love Dynasty Warriors. Like, growing up, that was my shit.
I love games that let me be mindless forever.
Mm-hmm. And it's a hack and slash that just does that.
Like, my favorite thing to do when I would come home and want to unwind from school is I would go to, I want to say it's level 4 of the original Drakengard, where you first get your dragon and...
Wait, you mean Draken?
Drakengard.
It's called Drakengard.
No, it's Drakengard.
Is it Drakengard?
Really?
Yeah.
You just ruined him, dude.
Yeah, and so it's like Mandela effect, right? But, I want to say it's level 4. It's where you first get your dragon, and so they're like, kill everybody. But they give you a high level dragon that you start with, and your dragon like gets fucking like beat up, and so you then go back to level 1. But you have an awesome dragon for this, and so they want you to raise everything and beat it in 5 minutes. I would never get on my dragon, just have my sword and kill like 10,000 fucking people in one level.
I was thinking of Sky Platoon, that dragon,
Panzer Dragoon.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. But, so I would use my sword and just hack through like 1,000 people and just turn off the time limit, turn off high score, and just do it the whole fucking time. And so, I'm super excited to doing that with Link in Zelda Hyrule Warriors.
Please remember the name for this for me. It was one of my favorite movies of all time as a kid. It had Matthew McConaughey, Bald, Dragon Slayer, with Christian Bale.
Reign of Fire.
Thank you! Movie's so fucking great.
It is!
It's great.
I love that
it's
movie.
That game for you is basically Grand Theft Auto. Like, people play fucking Grand Theft Auto. I would use it as a stress relief. Get home from school, I'm all pissed off, I don't want to do schoolwork.
Like,
Grand Theft Auto, run over some hookers, you know?
Yeah.
And then I feel better.
Yeah. I understand, like, having played Drakengard forever, like, I didn't even realize you unlocked more characters after that level. I played as Kane, I think his name is, the main guy. I only played as him. And, like, once I found out you could unlock other characters, I'm like, oh, this isn't fun. I'm just going to go back to the guy with the dragon.
No, it's funny about Grand Theft Auto. I always felt weird, and people would always tell me it's the weirdest thing ever, how I played Grand Theft Auto. I never was just like, oh, I played Grand Theft Auto to wind down, and I never did the crazy and just go on rampage. Like, I would seriously just play through the story and do the whole thing, and I know some people, the argument when Saints Row and all those games come out, that they put the fun back into it, but I was like, but I don't, these games, like, I don't like them. They're, like, sucky. Like, I'm going to go back to Grand Theft Auto. Like, yeah. It's like, and I just enjoy, I actually enjoyed the stories. Like, I just, how I played them. And I think every game, that's why I probably never enjoyed those games where you just mindlessly hack things away, because I couldn't get into them. I'd always get one and be like, 10 minutes and I'm like, why did I buy this? Like, because I just don't enjoy it. Like, me, in anything I do, I really have to be, like, invested.
So, in the first time I went over to Emma's house, and this is how different Emma is now versus years ago. She just said how much she doesn't like mindless things, but she was addicted to GamerScore. And so Gears of War 2, there's one is like kill 10,000 people. Seriously, so she found a level at the beginning where there's like a bunch of them coming and you're in a tank, so you can blow up like 60 at a time. She would fire one thing, kill all 60, restart the level. And so like the whole night we were hanging out, we were just talking about Batman or whatever, and she was just rote memorization, just doing it the whole night.
But I never actually completed that because, again, like, I got bored of it. So I never actually completed it. But there was a time when video game I did, and people would always argue a game score is pointless. And I don't do it as much now because I got so burned out on games because it made me hate games that I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. But I did it not even just, like, to do anything. It was just a personal thing for me because, like, it's like I was trying to prove myself about something. So, like, just to do that, I don't give a shit if anyone else sees it. I want to be able to prove to myself that I can do it.
Yeah.
And so that's what it's always been. I take things way too serious, but it burned me out in games. I stopped doing that, and I stopped playing games for, like, a good year because I just started hating it. And I was like, nah. And then when I got back into it, I was like, fuck all that stuff, and I'm just going to enjoy the games again, because then go back to when I was a kid and just fucking enjoy it.
And then when she played on Uncharted, she got a 100% on it.
That's because it's easy.
Games with crazy gamer score, the Stanley motherfucking Parable has an achievement where you have to run between two buttons for, what, 6 fucking hours constantly.
And play for an entire duration of a Tuesday. Like, the thing just makes fun of,
achievements.
And there's one of them, it's like, click on door 1318 for, like, 36 times.
And then it makes you go and do a whole bunch of others. You're like, no, that's not good enough for achievement. Yeah, let's go click on this a couple times.
And so, it just knows, you looked at the achievement, saw that, and you're like, well, that's fucking easy. I'm gonna do that. So you do that, and, like, you get 10 clicks in, he's like, holy shit. You're going after that achievement, aren't you? All right, whatever. Like, 20 more clicks in, he's like, okay, look, you're... Don't do it. Like, you are... This is completely pointless. This is not an achievement. This is doing nothing for you. Then you finally get it. He's like, you know what? No. Fuck that. And so it's like, he just opens up a wall and is like, let's go do this shit. And so you go and follow it forever to finally get that achievement.
There's another achievement. Don't play Stanley Parable for a year.
Yeah. I'm working on that one right now. I'm going to get it.
Oh, yeah, there's actually an achievement for that?
Yeah.
Fantastic. There's actually, I found out there's an actual video game rehab in Austin. It's a rehab center, but they added video game addiction to one of the things they take care of. And I was thinking, like, let's go buy a bunch of GoPros and check me in. And just get a full week in video game rehab. Like, what's in there? Like, what pills do they give you? Like, they throw barrels at you just to kind of get you out of the shock?
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
jumping over them, grabbing hammers.
Like, what does an addict look like? He's, like, with a Game Boy. It's like, oh, no, I swear I was doing it for fun.
No, it's that guy who played, like, Call of Duty for, like, 7 days straight and died.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real
those
thing.
Those people.
No, because he didn't do anything. He didn't go eat or nothing, and he died.
Or people getting blood clots in their legs from
something. Yeah, for sin, something like. So it's like, but that's really bad. Like, I would never say I was a dick, but when I was a kid, like, I could find myself, like, 8 hours a day, get home from school, and just play until, like, 6 a.m, and then go to sleep for 2 hours and go back to school.
Like, for how much I love video games, I can't focus on shit. And I think it's, like, the other day I've played 69 hours of Papers, Please, and I bought it in the Steam Summer Sale, so that should tell you
a
lot.
Oh, shit, dude.
Yeah, like, certain games, I still can do it, but it used to be, no matter what it is, like, if a game now has to hook me in the first second... Because, like, The Witcher 2, everyone has told me, is so fucking good, but, like, and this is probably because, like, high fantasy is dead to me, but, like, when I got done with the tutorial, I'm like, oh, if this is the rest of the game, I don't want to do it.
So whenever you post that, you can't enjoy Game of Thrones anymore?
Yeah, like, I see Game of Thrones, and I'm like, oh, this is good, I wonder what else is on.
How far did you get, though?
I'm almost done with season 2. Like, me and Tori watched the shitload.
You gotta get to the new stuff, though. The new stuff is fucking kicking shit.
Yeah, but I then have to sit for 10 hours
a season. And that is a sacrifice we all make for high fantasy.
Because every episode, at the end of the episode, you're like, holy crap, that's really good. I want to see the next one. For me, I'm like, oh, that was great. I wonder what Buffy's doing right now. And, like, I don't give a
Buffy's
shit about
vampires.
Buffy's doing
the same thing she's been doing for fucking years. Not existing.
Hey, but, she still exists in the comic books. It's still going on. It's still going on.
But, like, Buffy, I give the littlest shit about vampires. Like, the things on the bottom of my list right now, still very bottom, is zombies. I can give a shit at all about zombies. Right above that is vampires, and now taking bottom third place is high fantasy right now.
We're Jews in the list.
But, Jews are at the top. I love Jews. I was about to say, like, Asa Lincoln, little brother, but I think that's
something that's not even correct. That's not even Jewish. Plus, he said Slinky. You got none of that right.
But like, I can't give a crap about vampires, but Buffy is good enough at it and has enough other shit about it where, like, I'm enjoying it, but, like, and it's making me want to keep watching it. I still kind of hit a plateau on it. I've barely been making it through season 3, but it's like, I didn't think I would like it at all because it's vampires, and it proved me wrong. Game of Thrones should be my new exception to the high fantasy rule, and it's not fucking doing it for me.
People don't
think
like high fantasy watch that shit.
I know.
No, I don't like high fantasy either. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah. I'm completely, like, I'm the same way. Skyrim. I'm completely, like, I cannot stand high fantasy anymore, and I did when I was a kid, when I was younger, but I definitely don't now, and I'm pretty much, if it isn't Lord of the Rings based, like, if it isn't Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit or, like, Game of Thrones, I don't want to watch it, and, like, so much of what I like to do is high fantasy, and I really, like, especially with board games, I love board games, but they make so many things high fantasy, but I'm like, no, it's not Lord of the Rings or Game of Thrones, like, I don't care. Like, I don't care at all. Like, it's not going to be as good. Same with, like, zombies. I hate zombies, and I generally hate anything horror-related, but, like, I like Walking Dead, but that's it. But that's... Yeah.
My hatred of zombies has gotten so much that I can't even like The Walking Dead.
I hate the fucking show, dude.
I love the horror genre and the entirety of it.
Yeah. But it's... It's weird, like, I kind of want to travel back in time to 12-year-old me, not to be like, man, you're so different, get ready, but just be like, what made you love this? I need to find it again. Like, my friend John, like, my favorite book series is high fantasy and is 10 books long and is written for adults and is dense and is stupid and I fucking love it, but, like, everything else, like, I am way more into... fantasy shit now. Like, I love swords and dragons and shit, but put that shit in New York City. And, like, I eat that shit up. Because I feel for low fantasy right now, you have to be way more creative. Because, like, I don't know what life is like in Middle Earth, but I know what life is like in New York City. So for you to make me be able to suspend disbelief that in New York City... There are demon hunters called Nephilim that have this entire city of bones under the fucking thing, and everything's great. Like, pulling that off, I'm so way more into that, because I'm like, oh, that could totally be a thing. But, like, you'd go tell me what Middle Earth is like, and I'm like, I mean, there is one Earth.
But, by the way, this whole time, I just been thinking about, if you actually did go back in time to meet your younger version of you, what you would say, it's like, hey, kid, God isn't real. Because new Sam is so much better. It's like, just
be like, God isn't real, go touch a vagina.
Because, like, old Sam, you were cool as shit, we were best friends, but you were still very religious.
I wasn't very religious. I held fast to my creationism thing because John Patton is a dick and was an atheist.
Oh, that's why.
Because, like, if a person like Alex McElroy would have come to me and was like, hey, man, think on these things, and then I go and I try to fight back, and he was like, yeah, but blah, 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 blah. I'm like, huh, that's okay. But John Patton was like, ha, you worship a zombie, fuck you. And was like,
he said that a couple times, yeah.
I'm just like, that's not a real thing. Like, fuck you.
That's probably why I never fully went, like, to atheism or whatever, mm-hmm. and I still hold on to certain things. And it's too, because I had people like that. I had my brother, who was very much the same way, who's a dick about being an atheist, and, yeah. like, And for that reason, I can't do it because I feel like, and it's just like certain things just in my life, I hold on to little things, but, like, yeah.
Especially because back and forth, because, like, John was an atheist because George Carlin was an atheist, not because he thought about anything. And so, and I know this because when he got with Samantha was like, yeah, I I'm really big into Jesus shit, yada yada. So I don't know, like, if we can continue to be together if you're such a staunch atheist. And he's like, okay, I'll be Catholic. You don't do that. Like, that's what, like, not, this sounds douchey, but, like, once you reach atheism, like, it's, that's not one of those things that's like, oh, I'm totally into Buddhism. Wait, no, I kind of more in just, like, a random deism thing. Oh, now I'm into Scientology. Like, they're all kind of like, I have this spiritual force thing that I'm feeling, and I'm going to attribute it to Buddha. We know it could be this instead. It could be this instead. Atheism is like, oh no, that's just euphoria from hanging out with people that are all thinking the same thing. You don't then, it's very, very difficult for that to then be, oh wait, no, that was totally Buddha the whole time. Sorry, me. And so people that flip-flop to be atheist because it's cool to be atheist or whatever are douchey, and that's what John was. And so it took me a really long time.
Every time I question, like, I get somewhat questioned about religion, you have like a wisdom wink, and then your mind is clear.
Yeah.
So it's like, does God exist? Jerk off, wait 30 minutes. Like, what was I thinking?
Wisdom wink.
Wisdom wink.
On this
TM, last of the hour.
Nice. On this whole thing about, like, what people think atheism or, like, or atheist just because it's, like, the cool thing now, it's very obvious when you go to any clothing place and there are a million things that have upside-down crosses. But the funny thing is, the upside-down cross means completely opposite of what all these things, because they're like, oh, it's the upside down, it's the edgy thing, but it's actually like the most humble Christian thing you could actually wear.
Because Peter was like, crucify me upside down, because I don't want to be, I don't want to try and imitate God or whatever.
But
and so,
yeah, and
on the other side, in this day and age, inverted anything just means anti.
I have a friend that's like I grew up with. I want to say a name, but like now I'm on Instagram and it's super goth princess.
Yeah,
and so many of the upside down crosses are like,
I just like the symbol. I think it looks pretty.
But it makes
like
it
tease to me.
But it makes it dumb, and it makes me automatically not like respect you, because obviously you're, because I know what you're using it for, but that's not what it means. And like I had this one guy that hit on me. He had tattoos on his stomach, like the worst. He has covered in terrible tattoos. But like even worse, like even if you had just had upside down crosses, one thing, but he had like two right next to each other on his stomach and just black out and upside down. And I'm like, I know what you got them for, and not only are they the worst tattoos ever, so I don't want to talk to you, but
They're stupid.
They're shitty tattoos.
Tattoos on top of it, so.
You know what tattoo which went out of style after the 90s? Barcodes. Everyone in elementary school is like, I'm going to get a fucking barcode tattoo. It's going
to
be rad.
I remember to draw one on John Patton in Salazar's class because everyone was so into it.
What was with barcodes?
No clue.
Agent 47?
It's the Matrix.
Yeah.
No, even before Hitman, we wanted one.
Then it's Enzo Matrix from Reboot?
Probably.
Because he had one too.
But like, I don't know, it's,
you know,
I don't know.
I would love to sit at a board meeting with like modern day clothing designers just for one day, just be like, all right, what's hot right now?
Yeah.
Take this, flip it upside down. That's good. What about the words fuck on it? Put a fuck on a t-shirt. Kids will buy that shit.
a week ago, a guy actually told me, because we were talking about my tattoos, and he said, yeah, I don't think I would. I just can't think of anything that I would want to put on my body. But I have thought about putting a barcode. And I'm like, and he was literally
what
like,
what was that translated to? Swag pussy lord.
Like, only if it was like, it's only be funny at this point, like if you actually scan, like if the barcode works
it,
and it ends up being like cream corn.
Oh, by the way, the guy that got the QR code on his pec tattooed, which is a working QR code that had the background of the tattoo and then it actually popped up. It was cool, but when you think about it, fuck, that's dumb.
Yeah.
No one's gonna use QR codes in 10 years. Nobody. No one's gonna give a shit. You now have something on your body that's gonna be outdated technology.
Yeah.
It's like fucking embedded.
Oh,
embedded fucking.
I told a story a couple months ago about that motherfucker who put the a body sensor implant in his arm because he wants to do the whole biomechanical implants. He wants to. It's illegal to do it in the States, but he went overseas to Germany and they did it for him. And I was like, it was a huge fucking brick that would get your temperature, your heart rate, and stuff. Just stupid stuff that would go to his tablet. I'm like, that is going to fucking backfire because our bodies are not meant to house. Maybe a piercing's fine because you have an opening. It's not closed all the way because that'll be conditioned. Our bodies are not meant to fucking house a metallic object and then seared shut. And guess what? Recently, it's fucked up bad. He lost the arm.
Nice.
He lost the arm. It infected him so bad. The first 2 months, it looked like it was healing right, and then boom.
It reminds me of this one girl who was she actually is like a piercer, like a trained piercer, and she's been studying for years, and she does a similar thing. But hers didn't go bad, but hers was just a tiny chip, that she studied for the longest time about, like, this area between the thumb and the finger, about if she could put something
if
in
it's you, yeah, if it's useless, dead area,
yeah,
you
and
put,
so that's what she was able to do. Yeah. And watching the video of her just, like, this guy and this other guy jamming it in there and put it in there, and now she can control her phone. Like, she can unlock her phone and do things, and, like, and then what she did was put codes for Dragon, Steam codes for Dragon Age, or something. No, not Dragon Age. What was it? It wasn't Mass Effect. It was, like, a sci-fi thing. Deus Ex.
Okay.
I put a Steam code for Deus Ex in there so people could get it from her hand.
Oh,
she had
that's
to wave.
Cool.
And that was kind of cool. And, like, she did, and she had, like, a magnet in one of her fingers. So she
see, could, you know, that's very popular right now, putting magnets in your fingertips.
Yeah.
That's easy to do because you can seal that and it won't get rejected. This motherfucker put it in a Game Boy Pocket. I'm not joking. It was fucking huge. And he had to get a skin graft to seal it.
That reminds me of my... favorite episode of Invader Zim where organs when he puts the Game Boy inside of Gaz and she doesn't even notice, she just keeps playing it in her fucking stomach.
My thing is, like, putting that in there and you're like, what is it, like body readings, like, what do you do that for when, like, you're masturbating or something, like,
what readings
you're getting?
It's a stroke count.
My heart rate's going up.
You just want to do it so you can be one of the first people to start the new biomech trend, even though it's already existed. But he, because biomech with magnets and stuff, that's one thing, but this was an actual, like, working battery-powered
computer.
Fucking, yeah, his arm.
Yeah.
It's huge. And he had to go to a hotel room in Germany. Like, they vice-filmed the whole thing.
He's way too behind on the cyborg thing. Dick Cheney has had a pacemaker for years.
I thought you were a deer.
Nah.
It was a quail.
What's he up to?
Good old, shooting quails?
Good old Dick.
Shooting quails.
Is that what we call it these days?
Yeah.
And humans.
Hunting the deadliest game.
Yeah. Quail.
But I love how they call hunting humans the deadliest game.
The most dangerous game.
The most dangerous game? No, it's
not.
It is
the most dangerous game.
You go across
the
street,
right?
And shoot one of your neighbors. It's not the deadliest thing that's going to happen.
It's hunting. That, like, stalking and then murdering in cold blood is completely different.
No, it's not.
Did you read The Most Dangerous Game?
No.
Dude, he took the guy and he put him on an island.
Oh, yeah.
And then made
I know the story, but
that's,
like, it's not like
I'm calling Miss Sherman and telling her that you did not actually do that homework in freshman year.
Fuck, it's still me to A. Bitch doesn't know. Spark notes. Fuck you, bitch.
No, Miss Sherman was my favorite.
No,
I would
her.
Do Miss Sherman.
Not now, dude. I saw her recently. She got old.
What if Miss Sherman listens to your podcast?
Hi.
Thank you for showing me that The Giver was great.
Many an awkward hard-on growing up was sponsored by you. And paid by viewers, but...
Paid
for donations from our viewers.
Sperm
donations.
Speaking of stuff like we were talking about it earlier, and I wanted to bring it up about our house cup.
Oh yeah,
we have a competition going.
Sounds dirty.
It's really dirty.
House cup.
Yeah, that does sound dirty.
Speaking
of connotation
of
it, let's call it something different.
Yeah, I know. No, it's the house cup. It's Harry Potter. It's Harry Potter related.
Come in this fucking giant.
Yeah, we just got a big old cup that all of us come in, and whoever
loser drinks
whoever is the ones fill it up drinks it.
Bad. Well, everyone gets an individual
cup.
The Frosty game, Mr. Snowman, where you all jerk off in a top hat, and whoever loses has to put it on Frosty the Snowman.
No, it's
I've heard the
it's
same
the
but
biscuit.
With a biscuit.
Yeah,
yeah,
soggy biscuit.
Oh,
biscuit.
Oh, my favorite joke ever. Speaking of soggy biscuit, this is
Christ.
Great. So it's like Jesus said unto his disciples, "Come forth unto me, and you shall have eternal life." But Peter came fifth and had to eat the biscuit.
Okay, house cup, continue, please. Sorry,
yes,
I didn't mean to.
Yeah, bring it up. That was the segue of all that we've talked about: magic and fantasy and
mm-hmm.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter and sex.
Yeah,
Harry Potter
and sex. Cho, right?
Yeah. Dang.
Yep. We have a competition going on for a while now that's going to be going on, at least between me and Sam, and I think other people are going to try to join in.
Join
they just
in
want,
I haven't been
fun.
Lucky, so
yeah.
Joel, I'm going to...
You're in on it last year,
no,
whether you want to.
I was not lucky, and then I got 70 points for Gryffindor.
Oh, yeah, because you got, like, childhood come throw them back in your face. Ass first.
That was only 20 points.
Yeah, people don't know I exist anymore.
You... go to Anahuac all the time. They know you exist.
There's nobody there anymore. There's nobody. Everyone moved like us. Like, everyone that we used to fuck is gone. You try fucking someone back home as a booty call, they're gone. They have kids or married.
No, so, speaking of that, Ashley came by a couple of days ago and was like, oh, hey, I might be staying with my dad for a while till I head back to L.A.
Oh.
And so I was like, all right. Apparently this is a theme lately of me sleeping with people I had crushes on in high school, so gonna get this to happen. And like I ended up watching Guardians and like we barely like talked on the day, but she was like, yeah, I'll hang around, I'll see you around. And as of yesterday, she was like, hey guys, move back to LA on Tuesday. And it's just like, all right, like, F that.
What I loved about this is like after it happened, he texted me and said it didn't happen. Like, yeah.
I want to know is she was in town and I didn't know about this.
Yeah, like she, like the reason I thought it might happen is the other day I got a Snapchat from her that like sounded like it could have been like a mass text, because she was like, she was at something. She was like, hey, this Snap just saying this is me thinking of you and wishing you were here, yada yada yada. And so I had responded back. I was like, oh, I wish I was there too. And then like, as if it were a one-on-one conversation, she kept replying. So it was like, oh, hey, like, because like we've kind of, it's like we brought up a couple days ago, like me and her have been Snapchatting, and you and Juan have been Snapchatting, sort of stuff. And like, so we kept.
I don't Snapchat, but
you know,
we had
been talking or whatever. And so then when she was in the area, she specifically hit me up, and I was like, last time there was a girl in the area that specifically hit me up. We went downtown to Pound Town, so it's probably going to happen. And then, like, we hung out for an hour, watched Guardians, and then she left, and now is back in LA. So maybe I like smelt bad or something.
Yeah,
know.
You smelled bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you texted me.
So she's gonna be like, yeah, you smell
you
bad.
You texted me after it happened, saying no high school crush boning for me. Yeah, you worded it, and then I was like, ah, oh, that's so ridiculous. But he was like, yep, got to win that house cup, because we keep going on tangent talking about this house cup. Yeah. Yeah, Terry Parr inspired, but pretty much like we're having a competition about when we have sex or any kind of sexual activity
experiences.
We get points accordingly, and we have a house cup. We probably will like make it a little bit better and more like or whatever.
We'll break down some rules, because right now it's just 10 points their house for each.
I just
want to
come in one week as like, who put their name on the cup?
With you. Yeah, right now it's very like basic, and right now and then maybe like now we have more people and we can have individual things, and then like I always go in so elaborate, being the girl me, I want to like make something, make it out and like make a little house cup thing in our room.
Yeah,
and
we have a whiteboard that has a shopping list on it that's 2 years old right now, so yeah. We might as well turn it into a chart of our sexual
and
progress.
We'll have like one for, instead of having like the individual cups, because like, you know, like, because we share some of those points of the types of points. I'll explain what some of the points mean in a minute. But like I wanted to make like little bowls for each person involved, and then so like throw colored dust or whatever in there that represents something else, like, and just add 10 points, Gryffindor or whatever, or Slytherin. But essentially, very basic right now, we'll change it up a little bit probably, but like Gryffindor is just missionary. You know, good old basic.
Not necessarily missionary, but just vaginal intercourse.
Yeah, at least vaginal, at least, you know, but pretty run-of-the-mill.
Home run Gryffindor.
Slytherin being anal.
And of course.
Then,
you have to slither in.
Yeah.
And then you have the Ravenclaw for all hand-related activities. And then you have Hufflepuff for all mouth-related activities. So
my dick is the Whomping Willow. God, that one has been lingering me so long.
Oh, man.
No one wants to get near it.
What does soaking count as? Have y'all heard of soaking? It's how Mormon kids get through a loophole to have premarital sex without having premarital sex. Because the Book of Mormon specifically says that the motion of having sex is what's the sin. So soaking is where you enter the girl and you wait.
Really?
And then you're done. That's soaking. So what points get soaking? is that like...
I'm
10
so
points
intrigued.
From Gryffindor.
That's not even
That's gonna be like points for like the other school.
Babbage's
besides
or whatever the other school was.
Dude, like what Ravenclaw would you get 5 points for like booby action and like 10 points
dude,
for
booby
action?
Like,
don't say booby
I know
action.
Booby action, motherfucker.
Like there are obviously varying degrees and like
hand stuff.
If,
I mean, middle school stuff, yeah.
And like if hand stuff is just leading up to some Gryffindor points, this shouldn't count as like, oh hey, this chick totally gave me a hand job. It's like, oh, I had sex with this girl and she touched my dick at one point. So like those can't be full on 10 points for
yeah, we were just starting to do like half points.
Yeah,
like,
so that'd be like 5 points maybe.
She swallows. I guess we'll dictate it on a case by case basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the apologies.
Like
we'll
have to bring it to Dumbledore and we'll see.
The bet is it's like this is like extremely disgusting competition. that we're involved in. But the best part is getting receiving texts from each other.
That's the number one part is the mind games. Especially if, like, you don't know the person's going out. Just like when I went to go hang out with my one-week girlfriend, I texted him and I was like, yeah, so 50 points for Gryffindor. She's like, bullshit. I was like, I'll show you the rappers. And she's like, don't show me the fucking rappers.
Like, sometimes it's the most casual thing. Like, I was on the computer playing Hearthstone, and Sam's sitting there, like, reading something on his phone or doing whatever, and I was just, like, we're sitting there about to go to sleep. Like, it was, like, a Sunday night, and I was like, so, yeah, 10 points to Slytherin. And
God damn it.
Just out of nowhere, just like, and we just, like, talked about it for a second, and like, yeah. And then went about doing our own thing. Yeah. Like, it's just become this, like, game that only, like, we're playing. Yeah.
It's a game that, like, no one will ever win, because it's like, oh, by the end of the year, like, I've scored all of my points since recovering from a breakup, and we started it before the breakup happened. But still, like, say I'm recovering from a breakup, and I'm depressed for a year. Like, that sucks to lose because I was depressed. Like, fuck that shit. So, it'll never end. It's just one of those things that
will
be
great. Well, then I'll just be Dumbledore and do that janksy shit at the end of the year. Well, you know, you showed courage.
You had a heart. I'm sure you've mastered
it. It's like, however many times you've masturbated... 500 points to Ravenclaw.
Yeah, just pull out a win. I'll give you a win at the end.
That's so great. I need to shower and head to work by 6 o'clock, so we're going to start wrapping it up.
Really fast, minutes. Keeping this in, I have reached the depths of pornography. My limit,
Is this your show and tell?
No, it's not. Might as well. Fuck it.
Yeah, this will be your show and tell.
I don't know what it was. It's just one of those days where you're just skimming the internet, and you wander in deeper into the internet, you never know what you're going to see. And I'm desensitized to everything. Nothing bothers me. I've watched babies have their fucking heads cut off, and it's just like a natural fucking walk in the park. Wow. I was like, weird Japanese, strange pornography. And I was like, oh, what is this? It was like, I saw something like Power Rangers. And it wasn't even on a porn site, it was just a link to something like, oh, this is really fucked up. It starts off with, like, 4 Power Rangers, and this is great, great fucking funding for this shoot, because, like, they had legit costumes and a good background, but it wasn't Power Rangers, the actual characters, it was more Sentai, just, you know, fucking ships and helmets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they just all start whipping out dicks and just coming buckets, and I'm like, alright, this is not that weird. Then all of a sudden, like, one Power Ranger took, a laser saw and sawed off a monster's head and started fucking it, and I'm like, alright, I'm not there yet. And then another Power Ranger just took off her helmet, and her face was a dick, and then in her helmet, I'm not joking, it was like 3 gallons of cum, and she went to the other ranger and just started splashing the other ranger with helmet cum, and I'm like, I have lived.
So how many times did you cum?
Twice. I guess that's my show. It's been eating away at me, like, a little bit. I keep seeing the helmet scenes, like...
Emma, do you have a...
We finally played DOS Monsters!
And I kicked your butt both times.
No, you didn't. We only played once.
We played 1.5 times.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, we played the basic game or whatever, but, like, a full game, as much as a full game we could play. We finally played, and it was actually really fun. It's extremely fast-paced, but, like, I like where the strategy is put into play.
And it's great, because, like, no matter how good of a strategy you get, you can roll snake eyes every time and just get your butt kicked. So it's, like, even, like... I know for a fact that Emma had a better deck than me because she has more cards than me, and so she put in some of her better cards that had more synergy. I had 8 to choose from, and you pick 8, so there I was. But, like, there were times when she's like, okay, I really need this fucking second angel to go out and kick butt. And so she goes and she does it and gets just energy to spend on other stuff. And so, like, you can... It comes down to chance each time, no matter how good you build stuff, and it's... It's great. Like, it evens the playing field stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, especially when I was, like, dominating a bit, and I pretty much had it, and that's why I was, like, I let him do some damage, because, like, oh, I have this next turn. But he was able to pull off some amazing rolls to win. Otherwise, I had it.
Very last thing, I saw that I had 2 of my yellow dice, and the thing I had assigned to yellow was, like, pick 2 of your characters and give them +1/+1. But if you get the burst symbol, you can give them +2/+2. And so I had 2 of those, and I was like, man, I only had one of them in the first one, and then I had another one that if you get it, you get to draw two dice. And so I go and I roll the first one. I'm like, definitely going to need that plus one, and then let me draw two dice, and the other one was in it, and then I got it, and both of them had birth symbols to give them +2/+2, and then I had three characters, and she only had two. So whichever two she blocked, I just made sure the other one got buffed twice to put five through. And
yeah,
man,
it was really great. Yeah, I like where the strategy comes into play and does have lucky. Like I said, like I had much better cards and it wasn't like the best synergy, but I did have ones that did work really well. Mm-hmm. And it definitely made me learn certain things about the game of like, oh, like this is actually really important when I wasn't really focusing on it, but how like even if he had like a better deck than me, then how I could have maybe even been destroyed. So, or at least one that matched mine. But that was really, really fun. So you, I think it kind of lived up to the hype and why people like bought it so much. And I can't wait till now that now that everyone can get it, now you probably might see some more regular tournament play, and I definitely want to get in on that.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm trying to think of what else. Do I have the other things to bring? Yes. Sorry. I speaking of board games, I'll probably bring up board game stuff because I love board games. Mm-hmm. Adamant about that. I'm not as much into video games now, but anymore. The DC Comics deck building game is an extremely fun deck building game. If you know what that is, essentially it's just you have a deck and you buy cards to make your deck better, and then you're trying to compete against other people. But there's a DC Comics themed one, and it's really fun. It's very fast paced and very simple to get into. And obviously, if you like DC and you like board games or card games at all, you probably will enjoy this. But they came out with an expansion. I haven't got to play it yet because we finally played Dice Masters. And
we had to choose which ones we were doing last night.
Yeah,
we had time for one.
Yeah, we pretty much.
Because I got tricked into fucking working yesterday, and that fucking sucked.
But the expansion, I'm really excited about playing. I'll definitely bring in the next one because apparently it brings in so much more game. It makes the game harder, has the harder game modes, and like all these different things that bring in like events and things to like really make it challenging, and made like it brought back all the original villains from the base game that first came out, but made them tougher if you want to play a tougher mode, and like called impossible mode and all these things. So I definitely want to play that soon. I'll bring that up. Final thing, I know I have three things. I know. Me and Sam actually have seen Ninja Trolls. We saw the new Ninja Trolls movie.
That was going to be mine.
That was also going to be mine.
We're all going to bring it up.
I haven't seen it yet.
Lashup, I won't do any spoilers.
I don't want to hear shit.
We won't say anything that we haven't said already.
Because Lashup hasn't seen it yet.
We're actually going to go watch it again.
As someone who actually really likes the Turtles, and it's like I'm not the most diehard fan by or anything, but I enjoyed the film. Like, the Turtles themselves, it was done really well. Like, their banter and how they, like, communicate with people and how they, like, just interact is actually really fun and makes the entire movie, especially Mikey kind of steals the show more often than not.
Yeah.
There were obviously some flaws that I don't really like. The story's okay. Just, like, it's a very basic story to kind of get, like, the Turtles are, like, you know, gotta stop the bad guys.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox. Who's Ruben Cock am I gonna suck?
Megan Fox, who does, like, probably the better acting in her career. But overall, like, could have been someone else, I think. But overall, like, it was enjoyable. Like, it could have failed miserably, and I think they did the things that needed to be right to actually make it worth watching. So, if you haven't seen it, at least go try it. Go give it a try, at least. Yeah.
So, Alex, even though we've cut out every other word you said in the podcast, do you have anything to say? I should put a whoosh there.
So, yeah, and that's all I got.
All right.
That covered mine, too.
Yeah, that was going to be mine, that just to remind people, Michael Bay had nothing to do with the movie besides his pocketbooks paid for it. It's not a Michael Bay movie. It's actually done really, really well, and you should go see it before hating it.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I stole everyone's, like, show and
tell. Yep. But it's cool, because I need to hop in and take, like, a 2-second shower. So this has been This Week of Alone with People. I am Sam Allman.
Imogene Taylor.
Flash B.O.
And Ian Lutz.
Turn it over, slap it on the hairy stuff.
For more like this, go to yourdfstv.com. That's yourdfstv.com.